This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, May 5th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger.
We've got some tough times ahead of us and we've had a tough year, but look at what we've achieved together. Fighting this government's unfair and undemocratic trade union bill, winning real concessions from them through hard lobbying, hard campaigning.
That is Francis O'Grady, the General Secretary of the British Trades Union Congress. The TUC has been fighting the introduction of an anti-union piece of legislation introduced by the country's right-wing government. The legislation, called the Trade Union Bill, has now been enacted and put into law. Because of an extensive lobbying campaign by the TUC, especially in the upper unelected House of Lords, the bill has become law after many amendments. A section cancelling the automatic collection of union dues by employers has been removed. A refusal to allow online balloting for strike votes will now go to an independent investigation. And severe restrictions on picket line activity, such as demanding the identity of picketers, are no longer in the legislation. However, the TUC points out that the bill is still an odious attack on the rights of working people and their unions. For example, the trade union bill still includes a double threshold stipulation for strike votes in as yet undefined important parts of the public sector. That means unions will have to get 50% of the membership voting and then 40% of that amount in favor of strike action. Picket line captains will still have to be identified to the police. This identification is especially worrisome given the number of times workers have been blacklisted by employers such as construction companies. Domestic workers, especially migrant domestic workers, often find themselves exploited and abused by their employers. But there is a way to build protection for the workers. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seymourie Ainsborough has a report.
The International Labour Organization is calling on countries to improve the conditions of domestic workers by adopting an international law which would give them the same rights as other workers in the country. There are about 11 million domestic workers in the world. About 75% of these workers are women. Many of them are migrant workers who have left their homes looking for decent work. According to labor leaders, labor laws protecting domestic workers are needed because they are often monetarily and sexually exploited by employers, denied rights such as time off, refused health benefits, and given heavy, almost undoable workloads. Fish Pew Yu is a co-founder of the Hong Kong Domestic Workers Union.
The domestic workers are facing difficult times. So normally the employers think you can do a magic. You can do a lot of work within a few hours. So they have a lot of back pain, skin problems.
Elizabeth Tang is the Secretary General of the International Domestic Workers Federation.
I also asked them this question, where do you find the strength? It's so hard. And then they said, yes, but we must keep working. We must try our best. What can I say? You know, they are in far worse situation. And then they tell me, we have to work hard. We must try. I must do the same.
The International Domestic Workers Federation, the IDWF, is a global union federation. It has 50 affiliated unions, associations, and workers' co-ops operating in 43 countries. It has set itself an ambitious agenda to improve the wages and working conditions of domestic workers. Myrtle Witbooi is the president of the IDWF.
So our task for the next 5 years is to unite domestic workers' organizations, to form domestic workers' organizations, and to make sure that each one know their rights and that exploitation will stop.
The international law that the Domestic Workers Federation wants to see adopted by countries is ILO Convention 189. The ILO is the UN agency which represents national labor centers at the world level. If adopted by a country, the ILO Convention becomes part of the national legal structure. This is Seymourie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labor.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.